It's Texans 360 here at NRG Stadium. Great to have you back on this off-season look at the Houston Texans. Now this, on Kareem Jackson, who had a real tough rookie season in 2010 for a defense that was struggling mightily, but he's turned into one of the most endearing and appreciated Houston Texans. DP Sidhu caught up with him in the Hyundai Texans radio studio.
I find it so interesting that you've come from your first year where you had so much harsh criticism to now there's so many people worried that what's going to happen after the season, that you may get thrown all this money and you may go somewhere else. But the fact that your play has gone from that to being so valuable, do you ever look at your whole career and think like how full circle it's come for you?
Yeah, I think about it a lot. It's been a great thing for me in my career. But at the same time, you know, I'm definitely – have some, you know, some pieces and some guys that definitely helped me, you know, such as Jonathan and, you know, the coaches and stuff here. So, I'm just excited, you know. Like you said, to come so far and to be in the situation that I am, you know, I just see it all as you know, opportunity. You know, I definitely love to be a Texan for, you know, the remainder of my career. So, you know, we'll just have to see, you know, how things go in the offseason.
And hopefully that's the case. We talk about what you've gone through, you probably really had to be mentally tough and have a lot of confidence in what you do to sort of overcome that early start and get to where you are today. Is that just who you are as a person, as a player?
Yeah, that's
or did you learn that?
That's definitely who I am. You know, my dad definitely raised me that way, you know, just to be, you know, strong mentally, you know, and physically, you know. And my thing was, you know, is anything you do in life, it's always a learning process, you know, whether it's playing football, you know, getting a new job, whether it's being in a relationship, well, whatever the case may be, it's always a growing process. You know, you live and you learn, and, you know, along that process, you just take little things that help you and that help you be successful in certain situations, and you keep them, and some of the bad things you just kind of throw out. And, you know, over the years, I've been able to put together, you know, a bag of tools that, you know, helped me be successful, you know, these 5 years. So, I mean, like I say, it's, you live and you learn in every situation. So I'm glad I'm able to be in the situation that I am now. And, you know, and I look back on it and, you know, and the way that things happen, you know, the way I live, I don't think anything happens, you know, just by chance. You know, everything happens for a reason. So, you know, for me to be able to, you know, bounce back for that, you know, it's definitely something that my dad helped me with, you know, along the process as a kid.
Did you think it was one particular point that was a turning point for you, or did it just all sort of happen gradually where you got used to how things were and the speed of the NFL?
I think it gradually happened. You know, each and every year, I got better. You know, I work harder. You know, I always work my technique, you know, whether it's tackling, you know, line of scrimmage technique, you know, bump and run, you know, whatever the case may be. I just wanted to get better in every aspect, in every off season, you know, going into camp. And, you know, I was able to do that, you know. So, and that's what I still try to do today. You know, every day I go out on the field, you know, I work to get better at my craft.
All right, where you are today, also, you got a fashion line. Something
yes.
Completely off the field when it comes to dealing with football-related things. It's something that you've always really enjoyed. You've got this hat line. Is that something that you've always been pushing towards, or that just sort of came about?
Yeah, as a kid, you know, I've always been into fashion, you know, hats, you know, shoes, whatever it was, you know, the whole nine yards as far as fashion. So, you know, to definitely have that opportunity this off season to, you know, design some hats and T-shirts, you know, is definitely, you know, exciting for me because it's something I've always been into. So, I mean, now, you know, there are hats and stuff in the store, and I think in the off season I'm gonna try to, you know, push and progress things a little bit further. You know, I'm actually working on my own clothing line right now, and it'll actually be called Fly Guy. So,
okay.
It'll just be something that I, you know, kind of, you know, take up some of my time with in the off season. So, like I said, I've definitely always been into fashion.
So that's like dress clothes, like non-sports related, or is that also fan gear?
It'll be a little bit of everything. Mostly, you know, dress clothes, you know, urban T-shirts, you know, hats and stuff like that. It won't be much Texans gear because I did the line.
You know, yeah, you have it in the store.
Right, this season for, you know, the Texans gear and stuff. But this would be more so for the urban, you know, the nights out, you know, with your friends or whatever you choose to do, you know, maybe the button downs, you know, just the regular t-shirts with the graphics on them. So
good. Yeah. Anybody jealous of everything that you're doing in, as far as fashion?
I can
probably guess a few that might want their own fashion line.
I don't think anybody's jealous. You know? In that DB room, we're all like brothers, and, you know, one guy's success is everybody's success. So,
well, not jealous in that sense, but jealous as in like, I want to do something like that someday.
Maybe. Nobody's ever said it, but maybe. You know, you may have some guys that want to do it, and I'm sure they'll get a chance to do it. But, you know, right now I'm pretty much the only guy, you know, kind of scratching the surface into the, you know, the clothing line, you know, business. So, you know, hopefully, you know, they'll put some stuff out there and I can get some free stuff for them. Because once I get it rolling and stuff, I definitely have to keep my DBs, you know, in nice t-shirts and hats. So I have to give those guys free stuff all the time.
Don't forget your friends at Texans Radio, too. We're always open for free stuff.
I definitely won't.
Kareem Jackson, from shoes to stopping wide receivers. Coming up, the quarterback position. Biggest offseason question. John Harris steps in as we discuss the QB situation.